Excellent. Well, Katrina, firstly, congratulations on the new job. You've dealt with two very heavy portfolios for all British Columbians and for your constituents here in the Kootenays, Minister of Forest, Minister responsible for the Columbia River Treaty, which is in the midst of critical renegotiations right now. But Minister of Finance comes with even greater responsibility. So how does it feel, first of all?
I'm excited and incredibly honored, really honored that the Premier has entrusted me with this portfolio. It's going to be a big job, but as you said, I'm used to big jobs, so really looking forward to getting on with the job.
Yeah, we were hearing that it came as a bit of a surprise for you with the appointment. It was very clear that you were beaming during the ceremony. So like, you know, when was this first presented to you and what went through your head?
It was presented last week. I thought I was going in to have a discussion about some of the things we're dealing with in forestry, and he said, "No, Kat, I'd actually like to ask you to be my Minister of Finance." So we had a good chat about it, you know, why and what direction we need to move in, and it was had a bit of time to think about it, and then it was finalized on Monday when he called me when I was on the ferry, and just as he said, "Katrina, I want you to be my cell cutout," because we were on the ferry. So it was a good experience for him, because it's what we deal with in rural BC all the time. So quickly we got reconnected, just to confirm that I was going to be Minister of Finance. But yes, it was a bit exciting.
So when a file like this drops into your lap, you're basically the highest political representative responsible for the province's finances. How does one go about understanding where to even begin with that?
Well, I've got my mandate letter, which sets out the direction we're moving in. I also have the excellent work of my predecessor, Selena Robinson, who has already started on the budget. So the budget process doesn't just start a couple of months before the budget's presented. It's an ongoing process throughout the year. And I've sat on Treasury Board. I do sit on Treasury Board now, so I have an understanding of where we're going with the budget. So it's a big job, but we're ready to hit the ground running.
So that $5.7 billion that BC has laying around, it's a surplus that is considerably larger than what was forecasted. Why does BC have so much money?
Well, one of the realities is there was a I'm not quite sure the word, but I will learn the word, but it's day three in the job. There was more funds coming from the federal government than was originally anticipated through some work that they had done that they hadn't realized, so that was a considerable bonus. But I just want to remind people that the surplus, you know, there's things we can utilize the surplus for. We can't utilize it for ongoing operating funds because we never know if we'll have a surplus like this again. You can't bank on surpluses. You always have, the goal is to have surpluses, but you can't bank on them. And we want to put some of that money onto our deficit, you know, the debt. We're going to pay the debt down. But we also can do things like infrastructure building. We can do things like build schools, hospitals. There's a lot of opportunity of things that can be done with surplus dollars, which, you know, the goal is to make sure we continue to help people in the province. And that's what we've been doing since 2017, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Canadians all across the country and in North America overall is dealing with a pretty hefty inflation. There's really hard times for a lot of folks out there right now. What is the provincial government ready to do in order to make lives a bit easier for people?
Well, you're right. You're right, John. It's, you know, the global inflation, it's really driving up costs for people, and so we recognize that. I know it. I've talked to people. I understand. You know, driving around the province, I understand those issues. And we've already done issues or brought in programs like the Climate Action Tax Credit. We're increasing that. The recovery benefit in 21 was another benefit. We also have BC Affordability Credit and the BC Family Benefit that will be going up this year. So people will be getting those in, I believe, in January. So we are looking at ways, how can we help people, like lowering insurance rates, giving back credits back from the insurance that you pay, things like that. We recognize, you know, we have to do more to help people because it is an issue. It's global inflation is an issue, and how long it's going to be here, we don't know. There's pundits are saying for a few more years, others are saying not as long, but we have to be ready for it. And so we have to make sure we're continuing to provide supports to people in the province.
You're obviously responsible now for a province-wide portfolio of economics, but you do have a long background also as Kootenay West MLA. So from that perspective, how do you view the situation in the West Kootenays these days, and what sort of political files will you still be working on as it relates to that?
Well, of course, the one that I was very happy to continue to sit on is, as you had said, we like to call it affectionately, the All Things Columbia File, Columbia Basin Trust, Columbia Power Corporation, and the Columbia River Treaty, which is incredibly important to our region. We are getting down to, you know, some very, very serious negotiations at the table and feel that, you know, this might be the year, this coming year, that we can actually finalize the negotiations, but it's very important to the region, to the people of the basin, and so for me, that's one of the issues that I want to make sure that we continue to work on. But there's other issues, Drew. I mean, as you said, I'm sorry, John. Sorry. You know, there's other issues, and we need to make sure that we are working together. And housing is, of course, an issue throughout the province, but it's an issue in rural BC as well as the Lower Mainland. So we have to make sure we continue to advance that file. And I mean, to that end, the Premier brought in a standalone housing ministry with Ravi Kallon as the minister, and I'm looking forward to working with him to increase housing right across the province.
As far as the area is concerned, I mean, small family-owned mills here in the Kootenay and local loggers are in the midst of some significant changes to their industry and the way that they pay their household bills. And they're likely nervous that the Minister of Forest no longer lives just up the road there in Pass Creek. What apprehensions do you have about leaving the forest portfolio behind?
Well, I'm the first to say I was sad to leave that portfolio. I really enjoyed it. It had lots of opportunities, and I understood it really well, coming from, you know, rural BC and with a resource background. But at the same time, people should know that they have a voice at the cabinet table in the finance position, and I recognize the issues, and I'll be working closely with my predecessor, the person who is going to take over for me, Bruce Ralston, in the forest file. And he has a great understanding of rural BC and the resource industry. He's just been the Minister of Energy and Mines for the last few years, so he understands it, and we will be working closely together to move forward on the issues in that ministry.
So just to wrap this up, I mean, we're nearing the end of the year here. We're at December 9th when we're having this conversation, just less than a month left until 2023. What hopes do you have for the province, for yourself, and for the country overall for next year?
Well, I want to make sure that within the next year we can, you know, look at we take action on those really big challenges that people are facing. And I know, you know, British Columbians are counting on us to make sure that we deliver, you know, the solutions to those challenges and working together as a team, because we have a great team in cabinet now, and we always have had, but we have even more resources there and some new people there that I'm really looking forward to working with as we move forward to deal with the issues that people are wanting us to deal with.